During a joint committee meeting on inmate health care costs, Republican Senator Emmett Hanger seemed keen on the idea that Virginia relax its compassionate release policies.
Mr. Chairman, the irony to me seems to me that we would be better off if we really wanted to punish these people. We'd parole them out and let them struggle to gain access to health care like everybody else does.
In a policy that's more restrictive than most other states, Virginia allows patients with only 3 months left to live to petition for release. It's the only state that won't even consider a petition from a seriously ill inmate, says JLARC's Jeff Lenardi.
Virginia spends substantially more on health care for inmates with terminal illnesses or serious long-term health conditions than it does on the rest of the inmate population.
Lenardi did note that while changing compassionate release policies will lower costs for the Department of Corrections, it's likely to raise costs for other public programs like Medicaid or Medicare. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.